Unlocking the past. It happened on one of those early summer mornings when the air is cool enough to feel borrowed from spring, but the sun is already hinting at the heat it plans to deliver later. I stepped outside with my coffee, expecting nothing more than a quiet moment on the porch. The foothills were still wearing their soft morning colors, and the neighborhood hadn't quite woken up. Even the birds seemed to be whispering. That's when I saw something glinting in the grass near the edge of the yard. At first I thought it was just dew catching the light. But dew doesn't usually sparkle in one spot like a tiny beacon. I squinted, leaned forward, and felt that little tug of curiosity that has gotten me into trouble and into stories my whole life. I set my coffee down and walked toward it. The grass was still wet, brushing against my ankles as I stepped off the walkway. The glint came from a small patch near the lilac bush, half hidden, as if it had been dropped there by accident or placed there on purpose. I crouched down, knees protesting the way they always do, and brushed the blades aside. There, nestled in the green, was a small brass key. Not a modern key. Not the kind you'd use for a mailbox or a padlock. This one looked old, thin, ornate, with a delicate looping bow and a long narrow shaft. The kind of key that might open a jewelry box, or a diary, or a drawer full of secrets. I picked it up. It was warm, as if someone had been holding it moments before. I looked around the yard, half expecting to see a neighbor waving, or a child running off after dropping it. But the street was empty. The only movement came from a fox, Fred, of course trotting casually along the sidewalk as if he were supervising the morning. He glanced at me, gave a nod that could have meant anything, and continued on his way. I turned the key over in my hand. It was surprisingly heavy for its size. The brass had a patina that suggested age, but the teeth were sharp, not worn. It didn't look like something that had been lying in the dirt for long. So how had it gotten there? I stood up slowly, key in hand, and walked back to the porch. My coffee was still warm. I sat down, staring at the little object resting in my palm. There was something almost intentional about it. As if it had been left for me to find. Now, I'm not the type to jump to magical conclusions. But I've lived long enough to know that life has a way of placing things in our path at just the right moment. Sometimes it's a person. Sometimes it's a memory. And sometimes, apparently, it's a key. I thought about the old wooden box in the attic, the one I'd inherited from my grandfather. It had a tiny lock on the front, purely decorative, I'd always assumed. I'd never tried to open it. The box had been with me for decades, and I'd treated it like a keepsake without ever asking what it might actually keep. The idea came to me gently, like a whisper, what if the key fits? I laughed at myself. It was ridiculous. The box was probably empty. The lock probably didn't even work. And what were the odds that a random key in the grass would match a lock from the 1940s? But the thought wouldn't leave me alone. So I finished my coffee, slipped the key into my pocket, and headed inside. The attic was warm, dust motes swirling in the sunlight that filtered through the small window. I found the box on the shelf where it had always sat, quiet and unassuming. I brought it down, set it on the table, and took a breath. The key slid into the lock as if it had been waiting. I turned it. A soft click echoed in the stillness. Inside the box were letters, dozens of them tied with a faded blue ribbon. The paper was yellowed, the handwriting elegant and looping. I recognized the signature immediately. They were from my grandfather to my grandmother, written during the war. I sat there for a long time, reading the first few lines of the top letter. His words were tender, hopeful, full of the kind of love that doesn't fade even after the people who wrote it are gone. I felt something shift inside me, a sense of connection, of continuity, of being part of a story much larger than my own. And all because of a key in the grass. I still don't know how it got there. Maybe it fell from a moving box years ago and only now worked its way to the surface. Maybe a neighbor dropped it without realizing. Or maybe, and this is the explanation I secretly like best, maybe the world has its own quiet ways of nudging us toward the things we're meant to find. Whatever the reason, that little key opened more than a box. It opened a window into the past, a reminder that the people who came before us still speak, still teach, still reach across time in unexpected ways. Discover more from TomT 2.0.